Just an unbelievable night. It's one of those you sit there and think, I can't even come up with the words for this. All I, as you join us, I don't think I've ever seen an individual performance like that. That's for sure.
Well, it was pretty spectacular, and I think the best way to maybe verbalize it is what I heard Jermaine Beal say in the locker room before I started addressing the team. He said, "I was a witness." I saw it. I was there when it happened. He said, "I'll always be able to say I was there when it happened." And I thought that was about as apropos as it could be, because that was beyond spectacular and beyond anything that anybody could possibly imagine.
And it got off to a rough start. I think you're 4 of 21 out of the gate from the field, and it looked like you were getting pretty good looks.
We were getting some good looks, and but you know, that's the nature of their defense. They're long, and you know, you think you're open, and then they close down on you with their length and their athleticism, and they make shots hard for you. But you know, Joe, it's just one of those things. It's the reason that you teach your team, you never stop playing. Mm-hmm. You never stop playing, and we came and we played. You know, we played and we kept playing and we kept plugging, and yeah, we got a little bit lucky, but when you have a guy who makes 9 threes in a row, something good probably is going to happen. And that was just one of the most spectacular individual performances that I've ever seen.
Talk a little bit about, they played zone predominantly tonight. I'm sure you expected them to play. Did you expect that much?
They played two possessions a man, and we made a three on them one time. They went man one possession in the second half, and we ran a play and made a three. And we thought we would see a lot of zone. I didn't know that we'd see quite that much, but in any event, you know, I thought we got pretty good looks against their zone and shots that we just didn't make. But you know, Joe, I think that I'd be remiss if I didn't just for a quick second here, just our seniors have been unbelievable. They've been. Red and Shane and Ross and Allen and Davis and Julio, those guys have just meant so much to this program. You know, when they came in here, we were coming off our first Sweet 16 appearance, but the mindset of the program kind of took a step back a little bit for the next year or two. And I really credit Shane and Red as much as anybody with changing that mindset, and Davis was a big part of that. Allen and Ross came in, but those guys were just that have been so meaningful to the status of this program being raised, and have just been, in my opinion, phenomenal ambassadors not only for our program but for the university and for this community. Mm-hmm. I hope our fans join me in congratulating them for an unbelievable four-year performance and being the kind of student athletes and the kind of people that we want here representing Vanderbilt University.
You made a note of it after one of our call-in shows when a caller called and said, thank you for this program now being at a point where you don't hope to beat Kentucky, you expect to beat Kentucky. You know, is that kind of statement that the expectation level is higher?
Well, yeah, and it should never focus on one program. We hopefully expect to win, and you know, I tell our team all the time that winners expect to win, and the second half of that is therefore life is a self-fulfilling prophecy. That's what you do when you compete. You expect to win, and when you put in the time, you put in the work, and these guys put in the time, they put in the effort, and they've just been unbelievable guys in this program, and I couldn't be prouder of a group than I am of them.
Jamont Gordon's a handful, isn't he?
Yeah, Jamont Gordon is a great player, and Rhodes is a terrific player, and Bernardo has turned into a really good player, they've got, you know, Barry Stewart is a really good player. I mean, they've got some, you know, some guys that are really, really good, you know, I felt like we probably took as good a shot as they had to give, and we were able to turn it back. We were barely able to turn it back, but we were able to turn it back, and that was this one will be remembered for a long time.
19-0 at home this year.
You know, that's pretty significant and pretty special, and we had talked about that as a team before this game, We wanted to finish the season right. Obviously, we wanted to finish it right for the seniors, the home schedule, and really just a phenomenal home stretch, home season for this team. And I think phenomenal for our fans, because I think that this team treated our fans to some unbelievably good basketball at times. And I'm really, really excited for, again, our seniors. I'm happy for our fans. Our fans deserve this. We've got unbelievably, as good as our seniors are and as good as our players are, our fans are that good. And it's really neat to be a part of it. And I'm glad that we are able to treat them to the kind of performance this year that they deserve.
Finally, you get to enjoy it for, what, 12 hours? And here we go again.
Well, you got to turn around and play another one. And I've been talking to the team all week about the key word here is finish. We got to finish this part, finish. And so Saturday, you know, presents a big test. And we've got to go try and get it finished. I hope that we can, and I hope that we can find a way to gut out another road victory.
Congratulations. It was a memorable night.
Well, Joe, it certainly was, and I couldn't be prouder of a group than I am of these seniors. And there go two of them right there getting ready to go to the press room, Shane and Red. And those guys have just – they've raised this program up and lifted it up and lifted me up in the process, and I appreciate them for it.
Well, I shed a few tears tonight. I know you did, too.
Yeah, I did. But that's okay. That's when it's good.
That's
so
right.
Thank you.
Thank you.